I'm at a revival, seated in the middle of a sanctuary at Richmond's Mount Vernon Baptist Church. Surrounding me are several senior members of Mount Vernon's congregation, who jump right in as Cora Harvey Armstrong launches into a rocking rendition of the spiritual Help Lift Me Jesus. Armstrong is 61. You can't miss her. A stout woman with a completely shaved head and a voice that could probably fill the church without the aid of the microphone and PA system that she's using. An accomplished pianist, composer, and singer, her musical talent first became apparent when she was a very young girl putting on a performance for her grandfather.
My sisters and I, when I was, I think I was five, Clara was four, and my youngest sister was about two or three. We sang for our granddaddy one day, just out in the yard, giving him a talent show. And we could sing in harmony, which really blew his mind. And so when mom and daddy got home in the evening from work, he said, "Did you know that these kids could sing?" And so we sang for them. And then from that, mom and daddy insisted that I take piano lessons. And I started taking lessons when I was about six years old.
Cora's parents wanted her to be serious about music, and they insisted on weekly lessons and disciplined daily practice. But for a long time, Cora's enthusiasm for playing the piano was nil.
When I was taking lessons, I used to hate music. I didn't want to take the lessons, number one, because it was not fun. Ma insisted that every day for 30 minutes you had to practice. Every Saturday morning you had to go to lesson. Over in Essex County, a little short lady by the name of Miss Elsie Holmes used to teach me. I hated it. And everybody was strict because they wanted me to read the music. I could play by ear. And so I want to kind of jazz stuff up. Well, you can't do that when you're taking piano lessons. You have to read and play what you read. But as I got older, I started finding that music was making a place for me.
Cora attended Virginia State, where she came into close contact with Larry Bland, whose innovative work with gospel choirs were making him into a local legend.
I remember being in awe of Larry because he could play really well, and he could sing. Plus his choirs, any choirs he plays for, always had a really professional, good sound. When I got to Virginia State and he was directing the choir, I was so excited because I had no idea that I would be able to be in the choir because I was a freshman. But I was able to come to rehearsals and watch him, how he insisted on perfection, and he had a sense of humor about it, but he had an ear for what he was listening for. And that taught me a whole lot. Well, then when he found out that I could sing, that opened doors for me.
Cora eventually played piano and directed the choir at Virginia State, and soon she started to build a following. But while she was starting to earn money performing gospel music, she didn't live the life that she sang about.
I have to admit, I still had no relationship with God during that time. And so everything for me with that choir during that time was what sounded good and what made people happy. So, you know, and I learned a lot. And it was fun for a long time. And of course, I wasn't thinking too much about God. I wanted to make some money. And I had the best time in the world living a hellacious life, but singing gospel music.
Cora is wide open about a period in her life when she led a wild and self-destructive existence. In a recent interview in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, she spoke candidly about her abuse of drugs and alcohol and a promiscuous lifestyle. Things came to a head finally when her father passed away in 1999.
So when I was living all through a bunch of stuff in my life that was just not pleasing to God or to them, Daddy would be my right-hand man to help me to get out of some of my trouble, to provide some of the things that I needed. And when the Lord took him in 1999, my third husband was in the process of leaving during that time. So things were all up in the air for me, and I had to find relief somewhere, and I had nowhere else to go. And I started to cry, and I said, God, if you really are God, I need your help. And honey, I kid you not, he showed up in my life in a way that I knew it was him, and he has never left me. Through everything that I have had to live through thus far in these 61 years, God has proven himself to me that he really does care about me, and he will not leave me.
There's an utter lack of self-consciousness when Cora tells her story and evangelizes. Her songs spring from the same deep well of personal experiences. Several that were written in what she calls nasty times are included on an album released in 2015 titled Greater Is He. The songs range in mood from somber and reflective to unconstrained joy. What ties them together is the immediate emotional impact.
Troubled thoughts, soul unrested. Are you burdened down? Is your patience tested? Seems like each day there is nothing new.
This year, Cora graduated with a master's from the Samuel DeWitt Proctor School of Divinity at Virginia Union University. She plays music for several different churches at the moment, and she says what she finds herself doing most often these days is playing for funerals.
Everything is not perfect. You know, I still got some challenges. I still got some physical things that I'm still trying to work through. I still live with my younger sister and her husband and her family because God hasn't made a way for me to have my own home yet. But I still trust him and believe him that his promises are real and sure. His timing is perfect. And the fact that you and the Times Dispatch and the people at the Folk Festival are interested in hearing what I have to say, that's a blessing to me. To show other people that, yeah, no matter what you live through, there is a way to get through it. And God has been my answer.
Cora Harvey Armstrong will appear on the Virginia Folklife stage this weekend at the Richmond Folk Festival. You can find more information at richmondfolkfestival.org. I couldn't resist the opportunity to ask Cora to perform her favorite song for me, so she sat down at her keyboard in the empty chapel of Mount Vernon Baptist Church and played this rendition of Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. thus far, and God's grace one day will lead me home. Father, I thank you for your amazing, amazing grace. How sweet, sweet the sound that saved a sinner, sinner like me. You know I once was lost. Oh, but now, thank God I'm found. I was blind, but because of the blood of Jesus,